A guy might not want to hang out with his lover all day. Trust me. He might not want to hang out with his lover all day. One of the reasons is because most times he's clueless. So if he hangs out with you all day, what's he going to be saying? Doesn't want to miss Yan. But a guy would like to hang out with his buddies all day. So women always wonder why. At the beginning, he was into me. He was dating me. He was chasing me. He was everything. I was everything. Then when we got married, he just wants to watch football. He doesn't have my time because you have to change the level at that stage. After you have gotten married and all the paparazzi and all the amazement is gone, you have to switch gear as a lady to become his friend. Because even when he leaves you, where does he usually go? To his friends. Guy want to hang out with his friends. He wants to hang out with his friends. So most women are left behind because they are not actually the guy's friend. You need to become the guy's friend. This is the kind of love a man needs. That's what I'm saying, that I'm giving you the three loves that are important in every relationship. The Eros love is important. The second important one is the Philia love. And they follow in that order. Usually both of you are attracted to each other. But the next phase is that you must now understand each other. The attraction can't keep you going. Understanding is what keeps you going. Being friends. Being friends. You might never be attracted sexually forever, but you can be friends forever. As time goes on, the friendship is what keeps the bond. If you see Titus chapter 2 and verse 4. Titus 2 and verse 4. See this, guys. It says, let the older women, in fact, let's read from verse 3, so that we understand it better. It says, the aged women likewise, talking about the older women, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine. It says, teachers of what? Teachers of what? Good things. It says, let these older women begin to teach the younger women. Let them teach good things. Now, see the next verse. They explain what they should teach. It said, that they may teach the young women. So they said, the older experienced women that have been married for longer, have been more experienced, let them teach the younger women, the new brides, the single ladies, to be sober and to do what? To love their husbands. Now, like I told you, the New Testament was written in Greek. So when you see love, 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 you need to find out what love they are talking about here. So this particular love your husbands is philia. You understand? There are many, I will show you as time goes on. There are different places where they talked about love in the Bible and what love they meant. I've told you that in English, all love. If they even wrote banana here, it would be the same love they would have used. But you see, but in Greek, you can know what the real meaning of what they are saying is. So this love here, love your husbands, is philia. They are saying, let the older women teach the younger women how to be friends with their husband. Because that is the kind of love a man likes. Friendship love. Your husband can't like football and you don't know football. As in, you don't even, you should be a bit interested. Yeah, you might not know everything, but at least be a bit interested. Yesterday, you saw Man City dealing with Leicester City. You saw how we beat 5-1. We dealt with them. Now, my wife knows that, okay, our family club is Manchester City. If you belong to this family, it's not up to you. You have no choice. From the day you join the family, you have joined Man City United FC. So, but my wife knows that I like Leicester City. Leicester City is the club we played with yesterday. Leicester City was a club that without any money, without any fame, without big players, they won the Premiership like 2 years ago. So since that time, I had a liking for them that, I even bought a jersey. I said, I like these guys, you know, that they fought. Although my official club is Man City, but I like Leicester City. Now, my wife is so informed about all these things that when she entered the room and was watching me and saw that we were playing match, she said, our two clubs are playing. You see? That's what the man wants. Then I had to be gisting her. That yes now. That we have, they've scored us or we have scored. You know, she knows what's good. Some women don't even know what is offside. You don't know what is, where the ball is trying to go. You don't know whether it's a goal or it's not a goal. You're always just kitchen, pots, a goosey soup. He's not going to be talking to you about a goosey soup. He's buying Jesse, you to buy. Put Madame 01. Behind your chest and sit down and watch the match. What my wife does is that she watches, but she's also doing something else while she's watching. So she's showing her support, but she's doing something else because she cannot watch a full match. But she has to show solidarity. So many men can have a big screen TV at home. They will still go to viewing center or to where other guys are to watch football because the wife they have at home, all she knows is how the chicken is dribbling the oil. The chicken dribbles the onions. Ladies and gentlemen, this chicken is about to make it to the stew. Number 9 chicken. That's all she knows. How the chicken is going to score in the soup. Hallelujah. Is somebody getting this? So, the kind of love a man likes is friendship love. So let the older women teach the younger women how to be friends with their husband. If your husband likes cars, you need to know about cars. See, as a woman, your job is not to correct or train your husband. You train your children, you love your husband. Many women try to love their children and train their husband. Mm-mm. You train your children, you love your husband. Be his friend. Be his friend. If he likes football, you need to like football. At least know a bit about it. If he likes cars, know a bit about cars. If he likes politics, be interested. Be interested. Men like friends. Hallelujah. Friendship kind of love. Now the last kind of love. Because men like to play. Men like to play. No matter what age we get to, we still want to play PS4, we still want to, you know, do all these things. We never get old. Those things never get old to us. So you must learn to be friends with a guy. That's what he wants. So ladies, listen. So sometimes you need to get out of your own way. Sometimes you need to cool down with your being touchy, being emotional, being, you didn't come on time. Is this when you say you come and you carry your face all day? You see, don't wear him out. Those things are okay once in a while, but if you are always the nagging person, always complaining, always irritable, always difficult to please, after a while you wear him out. That's why men like to hang out with their friends, because between men there is no drama. If I come late, I've come late. No drama. And men love body love so much, we love pally love so much. The Bible said if we have a nagging wife, the man will go and stay on top of the roof. Because amongst men, they don't nag. You come late, say, guy, why are you late? And I say, oh, bro, no vex, Jerry. Now sometimes he say, oh, move, just they go. You see, man, it's body love. Guy love. So when they happen, how far? You see, if a guy doesn't call a guy for 2 years, nobody's upset. And when he calls him 2 years after, they continue talking as if there's no problem. But if the woman say, what? You didn't call me all day. You didn't call me all day. It's now you're calling me. Learn to choose your battles. Learn to focus on what's important. Don't fight over small things. Men don't like drama. That's why they like their friends. Amongst friends, we understand ourselves. Bodies. Hallelujah. Then the last kind of love, and this one is the most important. This one is the most important one, actually. These other two are learning where this one is. It's called the agape kind of love. Every couple needs this to survive. Some couples try to run on one. Some couples try to run on two. Every couple needs the three. And this one, this last one, is actually the most important. So like I said, and they follow in the same order. It starts with physical attraction and emotional attraction. Then it moves to real friendship. It has gotten deeper at that point. When it's friendship, it means there's understanding. It means I know some of your weaknesses, I know your strengths, but I like you as a person. We understand ourselves. Then it moves to the third stage, which is the strongest stage, is where you are no longer even depending on yourselves. You are loving the way God loves. And for you as a born-again Christian, that is how God actually wants us to love. The agape kind of love. This is the one that is you will see in more places in the Bible. Either referring to God loving us or us loving other people. You see, the agape kind of love is way different from the emotional love. It's way different from the friendship love. You see, the agape kind of love, they even expect you to love your enemies inside. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what makes it special. Because the Eros love is based on attraction. So this means that you must be attracted to this girl or be attracted to this guy. The guy is tall, handsome. So you are attracted to him. That's the limitation of the Eros love. Because once you are no longer attracted, or you meet people you are not attracted to, you don't give them any love because you are not attracted to them. You see, the difference of going in philia, in friendship love, is that if the person is not your friend, if the person offends you, you hate them back. You see, they are not your friend. You only love those that are your friend. That's in philia. But in agape love, they are saying when the person is unreasonable, you will still love them. When they are unlovable, you will still love them. When they even offend you, you will love them. When they forget your birthday, you will love them. When they forget the wedding anniversary, you will love them. When they don't have money anymore, you love them. When they don't look good anymore, you love them. The agape kind of love actually means the God kind of love. It's this love that they used in Ephesians when they say, husbands, love your wife the way Christ loved the church. Like I told you, every time you see love like that, you need to find out which one they're talking about. In that case, this agape they're talking about. They're saying, husbands, look at Ephesians 5. They say, husbands, love what? Your wives. They said, even as what? Christ also loved what? The church. And did what? This is one of the characteristics of agape love. It is a selfless giving love. If there's no selflessness in it, if there's no giving in it, it is not agape. It can be any of the other two. The way you know agape is that it is selfless and giving. Let's see 1 Corinthians 13. Maybe from verse 4, verse 3, where they started talking about love. But give it to me in NIV. Give it to me in NIV. Is this the beginning of it? Yeah. So see where they describe agape love in detail. By the way, love has no real definition. Love has no real definition. Love only has description. That's why I'm describing them to you. You can't really define love in one word or in one sentence. It's going to be deficient no matter how much you try. So the best they can do to love is to describe. Is somebody getting this? The best they can do to love is to what? Describe it. So that's what they're doing here. They are describing how you will know if you really have this love. And if you're a born-again Christian, this is the love that is expected of you. And you see the interesting thing. God actually expects that even before you marry, you are practicing this love even to other human beings around you. So that by the time you marry, it will just be easy to carry it on with the spouse you live with. But the problem most times that many Christians are not practicing agape. They are not practicing agape. They are not concerned about other people. They are not interested in other people. They don't care about other people. They only want to care about their spouse. Then they get married and find out that spouse can be very annoying. You see, that's the big shocker. They find out that spouse, you know, the person you are seeing now all made up, she will not be all made up throughout marriage. The guy you are seeing now, perfume everywhere, cute shirt, fine trousers, everything is looking smart. I am. When you marry him, my sister, are you okay with smelling boxers? How do you see it? Are you okay with snoring with gear? You know, snoring with gear, you start going. You see, these are the things that make agape different. If you have not been practicing agape with your normal Christians, with normal enemies, with normal people that offend you and annoy you, marriage will be a big shocker for you. And this is why marriages fail. Because they want to build it on Eros. Eros cannot sustain a marriage. They want to build it on Philia. Philia cannot sustain a marriage. The only thing that sustains a marriage, the only thing that never fails, that's what the Bible actually says. It said agape never fails. What that means is that Eros can fail. I mean, if they can cheat on Beyonce, who are you? Go and rest your soul in the Lord. Because some girls think, if I look beautiful, he won't see another woman. Better go and become a prayer warrior. That's the only way around it. So they began to describe love. Like I said, we can't define it, we can describe it. He said, love is what? Patient. See this? See, agape love depends on your will. Listen, agape love depends on your will, not on your feel. Agape love depends on your what? your will, not on your what? Feel. What that means, not on your feelings, not on your emotions. Every time people say, oh, I just love her. I don't know why. I can't control it. Have you seen people think people say that? And you know, it sounds romantic. People like, you know, the way natural people are, they like such things. That I just love you. I'm just confused right now. I can't even think. I can't breathe. It's asthma. So when I see you, I can't breathe. Is asthma worrying you? Take a inhaler and breathe. I can't just control it. I just can't control it. You can sing it, but I know it's a church song, but you can. The point is that you can't control it. You say, oh, I just can't control it. I fell in love. I'm head over heels. You know, we like all those things that make love look like it takes control from us. We like it. I have a whole message titled, You Choose Who You Love. There are many people that try to say, oh, it's love at first sight. I just can't control it. My brother, my sister, real love, we can control it. God wants you to control it. Because the problem with that one you can't control, ladies, listen, I know you like to hear when the guy says, I just love you, The problem with that love he cannot control. Hey, I don't have time today to enter. You know, even when a married man is telling you he loves you, it's actually even entering your head. See, look for a good friend of yours to give you a knock. Let nonsense come out of your ear and fall out. Look for a very good friend that has a strong hand. She'll give you collabo knock with two hands. So that any ear it entered, it can come out. So, you know, okay, my man is telling you, he's leaving his wife to tell you, single girl, that he loves you. I can't just control it. The problem with that love that you can't control is that when it vanishes, you still can't control it. Anybody that say he loves you, he can't control it. The day he will leave you, he will use exactly the same lines and say, I don't just love you anymore. And you say, why? I didn't come here myself before. Love is the one leading me. And has led me away to my secretary. That's why God said, you can't do that. You must love by choice. And you must be responsible for your love. So this agape love depends on your will, not on your emotions. This agape love is... You see, the other kinds of love, the eros and philia, they are self-demanding. That means they demand for themselves. They are self-demanding. Agape love is self-denying. Did you get that? The others are self-demanding. So they demand, do for me. How I feel. What I want. Agape love is self-denying. Agape love is saying, what do you want? How do you feel? Let's look at some of the description as we close this service. Number one, it says what? I can't hear you. What does it say? If you read through all these things, you'll see that anybody that follows this, there's no way you can divorce. See, it's all here. Love is what? Patience. So he tells you he's coming by 4. By 8, you have not seen him. Love is patient. The interesting thing about this kind of love is that you can't do it in your own power. And God never expected that you do it in your own power. Because it is the God kind of love. So, as a natural person, you don't have the equipment to do this one. Except you allow the Holy Spirit to help you. I'll get to that as we close. Let me go. So, love is what? Patient. Patient. You can wait. You can calm down. You can be patient with people. You can allow people to make mistakes and still be patient with them. He said, number two says, love is what? Kind. It's kind. Now, like I said, this is not only in marriage, but you see, if you have been practicing this, even as a Christian to other Christians, it will be very easy to practice it with the Christian that you marry. Love is kind. So it learns to use courteous words. Please, thank you, help me, excuse me. It's kind. It's kind. It doesn't look down on people that it doesn't think can gain something from. It doesn't look down on people that it thinks is not up to his class. Love is kind. Next one. It does not what? Envy. This love doesn't covet somebody's property, doesn't wish you are somebody else, doesn't envy another person's blessing. You are happy for them when they get married before you. You are happy for them when they get promoted before you. You are happy for them when they get blessed before you. Love, do you know there are couples, there are spouses that beef each other when the other one prospers? I don't know how people do these things. There are people that, I mean, there's some men, if their wife gets promoted to a higher height, they will grumble all day. They will want her to even lose the job. They will not be happy again because she's getting money. Love, true love does not envy. Does not envy.